I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The telephone industry is looking to assemble the first directory of cell phone numbers in the United States. Day to Day's David Kestenbaum has this report.
FCC Directory Assistance.
Idaho City Police.
Could you look up the cell phone number for Travis Larson in Washington, D.C.?
Cell phone numbers aren't listed.
Travis Larson is a spokesman for the Telecommunication and Internet Association, and if you don't have his cell number, you can forget trying to get in touch with him after hours. That's the only phone he owns.
I have actually cut the cord myself and live entirely by wireless, and I've had a friend on more than one occasion who's lost my number and panicked and been unable to reach me.
Larson says there are 7 million Americans like him floating out there in the void, unlisted. Last February, Larson's organization started looking for a company to create a directory. Now they think they've found one.
We have not announced the winner yet, and we hope to do that shortly.
How long before you think we actually have this directory up and running?
We think wireless directory assistance will be available within the next year. All the major carriers are on board, and this is something that wireless consumers are asking for.
Cell phone companies are also asking for the creation of a directory because it means money for them. One industry report estimates that wireless carriers currently generate over $5 billion in income from calls to directory assistance. How do consumers feel about having their cell phone numbers listed? Polls suggest not so good. Larson says that's why customers will probably have options about how they are listed.
When you dial 411, if the person you're trying to reach has chosen to be listed, the operator will come on, and the person who has been listed will have a number of options to protect their own privacy, which will determine how you're able to reach them. For example, the operator may give you their number and connect you directly, or the operator may connect you but not give away the person's number.
Is it possible there'll be a paper version of the directory?
No, absolutely not. We're not making these numbers available for sale, so telemarketers shouldn't have access to these numbers unless they call one by one in an effort to get them.
Still, even given all these protections, Americans are wary. They seem to see cell phones as something personal. You carry them with you, keep them in your pocket or bag. In one poll by analysts at Zealous Group, roughly half of consumers still said, given all the directory options, they'd just rather not be listed, which would make the service not so useful. At this point in the argument, industry analysts often say, well, look at Scandinavia. The countries there have cell phone directories, so we called Sweden and spoke with Richard Dues, who works for a cell phone directory company called Eniro.
I'm calling because, you know, in the United States, we have no way to get people's cell phone numbers.
You can't.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah.
So it just seems insane to you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a fixed line or a mobile phone.
Your home number is listed. Why not have your cell listed? Well, a couple things are different in Sweden. First of all, almost 90% of people have cell phones. And second, it doesn't cost you anything to receive a call on your phone. So if a telemarketer calls, it's not such a big deal. I'm amazed you don't get flooded by telemarketers.
Yeah, but we're nice here in Sweden. We don't do so yet. I think the culture is a big difference.
If you lived in America, do you think you would put your number in the directory?
No, I don't think so.
I tried calling my cell phone neighbors in the United States to see what they thought. My cell phone number plus one, plus two, plus three. I left messages on 10 people's voicemails, feeling a bit like a telemarketer. None of them called back to offer a comment. For Day to Day, I'm David Kestenbaum.